How old were you when you left the Philippines to move here?
How old I was? Now I am 77 years old. When I first came here, that was 1972. That was the time I decided to accomplish our papers for coming here in the States. Before it, I was not too anxious to come here in the States during that time. For simple reason, at that time I was able to put up a small business after working in production line using my profession. And then I went to marketing and then eventually go into my own business. In other words, on my time, during the time, we were able to, or I was able to stabilize my family. The children are on private schools. My eldest son, Yerkuya Rico, went to college, taking dentistry during that time. But if you are going to ask me what make us decide to finally came here in the States, there are several reasons. Although we are enjoying not too bad way of life, but the main reason perhaps is my concern to my children, because during that time, if you could still remember seeing on the TV or truck backing on the time of Marcos, where there was some kind of chaos in the streets, you could see people lying dead, demonstrations everywhere. I cannot concentrate too much on my work, because I have to think of the children, your grandma, working in whenever there was a demonstration on the street. I have to get out of the office and pick them up. In other words, it was the reason for peace and order. It was terrific during that time. You don't know if the following day you will still be alive. So I finally decided to accomplish all the papers, the biodata that I received years before that. And then finally, we were able to secure our visa, and then no second thought, we decided to come here in the States. That was the main reason. But if you ask me, because of the best opportunity in life, I don't think of that. During that time, my first concern was the safety of my family. I wasn't wrong. And here we are now.
Who did you bring when you got your visa?
First thing that we decided to come here was your grandma, your Kuya Rico, and Auntie Cherry. Just four of us, just to see for ourselves if we could adapt the way of life here in the States. Although we were a complete stranger in here during the time, but eventually we were able to acclimatize ourselves. And then on the following year, when I got my job, to get the remaining children, then I did it. I must have a stable job during the time for, we call that family support, that I could present to the immigration.
What sacrifices did you make to live here?
What sacrifices? A lot. My life here in the States is, I would say, entirely different from my life in the Philippines, because when I say that, my life here at the beginning, we consider ourselves as a complete stranger on this place during that time. While in the Philippines, I have my business. I have several maids that could help your grandma on household. And she was working in a reputable university. We are enjoying our life in the Philippines more than what we are enjoying here, especially in the beginning of our life here in the States. But as years pass by, we learn how to deal with the life here in the States. In other words, you must learn how to sacrifice a little bit, especially in terms of entertainment that I was getting in the Philippines. Here, I have to limit. I have to focus on my family's welfare all the time until now. But that was one of the sacrifices that I was able to give to my family.